Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, Americans. I'm Paul Harvey.
If I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness. And I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. So I set about however necessary to take over the United States.
President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves, until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flame.
The President of the United States is racist.
If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect the discipline emotions just let those run wild. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who want it until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. I would caution against extremes.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
In hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing. Now you know the rest of the story.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore! I want you to get up right now.
Stick your head out of the window, open it, and stick your head out and keep yelling and yell, I'm as mad as hell, I'm not going to take this anymore! Just get up from your chairs right now. Go to the
window. Where are you going? I don't want to see if anybody's yelling.
Go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell and keep yelling. I'm...
Help! 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 I'm not going to take this anymore!
I'm going to help! I'm not going to take it anymore!
I'm mad as hell! I'm not going to take it anymore!
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
This is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache.
This is the heart of 1776.
It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalist and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your pastoral support. Now, that was a three-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
With us a little bit in the next hour, and it's on the heels of Dr. Michael Yeadon, former vice president, head of their whole division over there at Pfizer, just knocking it out of the park. And of course, it's Dr. Peter McCullough. He's been demonized, he's been sued, he's been attacked. He's just like me. He doesn't spend time on those attacks. He keeps moving the ball down the field. And I know you want to get in to the NFL player collapsing. I know you want to get into all the sudden death and statistics. We're going to do that. But Yeadon didn't even want to – it's not about tooting your horn. It's about you guys 2-plus years ago called all this a scientist. You've been vindicated. Elon Musk said he got sick. His cousin had myocarditis, almost died. You've got the government coming out saying maybe we shouldn't do boosters. We've got all these rats leaving the sinking ship. Can you talk about vindication, the signals you saw 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago, your predictions of what would happen? It all came true. And then now – we got to prosecute. We got to move forward. So you give us the 35,000-foot view first.
Right. Well, you know, I recently made a stage presentation at Clay Clark's Reawaken America on stage, Michael Flynn in the back. And I told America, 3 years into this, I've given more public comments and more analysis on video than Fauci, Walensky, Jha, Murthy, Harris, Biden, combined. I've actually given more media analysis than them combined. And one thing you will not find on me is a highlight reel of me flipping and flopping and flipping and flopping on important issues. I've been accurate. I've been consistent with America. And I've evolved my analyses as the pandemic data have unfolded. And Dr. Yeadon and doctors in my circles, we've been completely accurate on this from spread of the virus, on early treatment and the principles of early treatment, on the deficiencies in hospital care, and the hospital is simply too late to save patients, and now on the horrendous data we're seeing on the safety of the vaccines and its loss of really any theoretical efficacy as we sit here today. We are now in the midst of the BQ and XBB Omicron variants. The bivalent boosters have no theoretical coverage of these variants. And we have a situation, Alex, in China where China is actually making things worse. China's had a Chinese menu of 12 different vaccines, mainly killed virus and antigen-based vaccines. And all they've done is they've been an incubator for variants.
And I know you want to go to the next level of this, but let's talk about some of the victories for listeners because they trust you. They know you. They know you predicted it all. You're incredible. you know, it's Dr. Yidan, it's you, and it's Robert Malone. You guys are the three guys out there. It's not about credit, but you've been the hardest working of the three, and they've all been very hardworking. And you guys have literally helped steer the world out of this with everything you've done. I can track it right back to you guys and our audience as well. It's not about credit, but it's about you're a leader, you've won. So that's how humans act. We hand the ball to the guy that steered us right. What is it like to see, Elon Musk retweeting you and you're getting, you know, not hundreds of thousands, but tens of millions of people on your tweets. I mean, it is, I see that and I just cheer how incredible that is. What is it like for the 2.5 years of hell you've gone through? You don't talk about it, but you off air the persecution. It's got to be satisfying to have sacrificed so much. So many people that sacrifice never see the liberty in their lifetime. They hope it works in the future. You're getting to see huge victory now.
You know, I was suspended for Twitter for 2 months, and on some days I was number one. I was trending as the hashtag number one ahead of the World Cup on some days, and so it was obvious the world wanted my analysis, my opinion. It's been enormously gratifying, Alex. I'll just tell you this much.
I told you God's real. I mean, you're the underdog.
It's been gratifying. The principles of early treatment. As I originally proposed, but it wasn't just me. It was Vladimir Zelenko, Pierre Corey, Paul Merrick. There's a team of worldwide heroes. Didier Rialt in France. Listen, this is a worldwide effort. The principles of early treatment, we believe, have spared millions of lives and tens of millions of hospitalizations. I mean, this is
massive. It wasn't for your protocols, my dad would have died.
Yeah, it's a massive. It's absolutely massive. That we now, you know, as we work through 4 to 6 drugs, we've really largely figured this out. Still one of the most dynamic drugs we have is ivermectin. 45 randomized trials, all small, all showing a signal of benefit, roughly a 50% reduction in mortality, completely concordant with the ICON study. One of the original studies was a multicenter prospective comparative study by J.J. Roster and his wife in Florida. American data, ivermectin, published in one of the best journals, Chest, now confirmed and actually vindicated in the full breadth of data on ivermectin, one of many useful drugs we treat the condition.
And again, I go back to vindication. Yes, you're vindicated on saving lives and exposing the shot, but it's all coming out that it doesn't work. It's all coming out it hurts people. It's all coming out they covered it up. It's all coming out they had secret agreements. You said all that years ago, but now it's definitely turning against them. What do you make of that?
Well, it's so true. You know, I am under review by the American Board of Internal Medicine for a bogus COVID misinformation policy as they were colluding with Pfizer and Moderna through Weber Shandwick, their PR firm. One of the things the board had challenged me on is the number of deaths due to the vaccine, Alex. The number of deaths, this is very important, today in BMC infectious diseases, a highly cited peer-reviewed manuscript, Dr. Mark Skidmore, Michigan State University, valid survey asking people what they know about the vaccine, how many people in their constellation do they know injured or worse. His estimates, based on very good social science research, this is astounding. Through December of 2021, Alex, 289,000 Americans estimated to lose their life with the COVID-19 vaccine. Mm. Completely concordant with Pantazatos and Seligman from Colombia using a different methodology, which was COVID administration data and U.S. Census data, they came up with 287,000 Americans.
Two totally different studies using different methodology hitting the same point.
On December of 2021, now carry this forward. Just a whole year has gone by. We now have in the CDC VAERS system, the CDC is certifying over 16,000 Americans that have died after the vaccine, I think 22% within the first 48 hours, very tightly related. So now a long tail of deaths. The accepted underreporting ratio for VAERS, because if we don't have the vaccine card and all the data, we can't report, and many patients die at home or die in the ambulance. We don't have the card. The underreporting factor is 30. 30 times 16,000, we're talking north of 450,000 Americans is our best estimate that have died after the COVID.
And I think that's conservative because I know so many people like Ernest Ramirez and others, they get contacted by FEMA and the government saying, change your story. You didn't die. Your son didn't die from this.
But, you know, we have to wonder, where is the outrage from the parents who've lost children, from relatives, people in close family circles. Case after case after case. You know, the very first one public figure was Hank Aaron. Hank Aaron took the vaccine, former baseball great. He dies a few days later, and the press had actually disconnected those two on the press release. And through 2021, we had prominent figures. Sometimes the press release said they died of the vaccine, like Midwin Charles, CNN coursed up on a beautiful African-American woman, takes the vaccine, dies, and the press report says she died of the vaccine.
What about William Shakespeare? That was his name, the first man to take it in the UK. He died.
Yeah, but I didn't know that, but there's been challenges. How about the fitness weightlifter instructor who said, listen, if the vaccine is safe, I'll take it and I live, but if it's unsafe and I take it and I die, it's not safe, and he dies. You mentioned now Elon Musk coming out.
Stay there. Let's come back. You want to talk about the NFL player that collapsed?
Let's do it.
Let's talk about that, but you are dominating right now, and it is powerful. Peter McCullough, totally vindicated. He's going to tell us what's coming next. Straight ahead, Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
People get outside the BBC this weekend and protest the vaccine desk. They take thousands of photos of people that die from the shot on the windows. Zero coverage. Doc, I know you want to give the science and warn people about what's coming next, but please, for the listeners and viewers, you were saying some powerful things here in the break about the globalists are really angry right now.
You know, they have to be wondering, how in the world could such a small group of people with limited resources change world history? But in fact, that's happening, and it's the power of the truth. You heard Michael Yaden say kryptonite. He is, and that's the same word I used when I went on Joe Rogan. I set all the records for his show, that the bottom line is the truth is like kryptonite at this point in time, and you can't stop it. Look at the protesters outside the BBC headquarters, you know, with their signs. And this is a human outrage occurring, and it's occurring at the end of a hypodermic needle. What we know now is the deaths that are occurring after vaccination are broad, they're worldwide, they're occurring with all forms of the vaccine, Alex. And on December 7th, 2022, in the U.S. Senate, I concluded the Senate panel on vaccination with the call to remove all vaccines from the market. None are safe for human use.
Incredible. So I know you want to get into current science and current warnings. You're always about the future, but how big, what do you make of this capitulation? I mean, everybody from Scott Adams to just thousands of other prominent pro-vaxxers coming out and saying, we were wrong, you were right, we were set up, all the news confirming death and heart attacks, the FDA, CDC having to admit there's connections to it. I mean, how would you quantify that?
Yeah, you know, the change is, it was clearly going to happen. Because this can't go on forever. The sad thing is how many people have been damaged with these vaccines. On my Substack, Courageous Discourse, this week, Alex, I summarized a paper by Wu and colleagues from the U.S. FDA. This is astonishing. This is from the U.S. FDA, and it is concerning the use of the Janssen vaccine in the United States and blood clots. And they describe thousands upon thousands of cases of blood clots in Americans. Some of them, Alex, the blood clots go from the ankle to the hip. This is astonishing. These are monster blood clots, and 11% of the cases were fatal. This is in a published manuscript by the FDA. What's the difference between me and the CNN commentators is that I'm fairly evaluating this, and I'm bringing it forward to America and telling America the truth.
Continue, please.
What we know is that through a series of studies now, and critical autopsy studies, one by Heidelberg, Germany, by Schwab and colleagues, the other one by Chavez from Colombia, two different parts of the world. They're looking at patients who have died after the vaccine. So they've died, and the families have called for autopsies. The coroners called for autopsies. They have found in both studies concordant results between 70 and 80% of the deaths are directly due to the vaccines. They find a fatal blood clot. And the FDA and all the agencies agree the vaccines cause blood clot. They say find fatal heart damage, myocarditis, and a cardiac source of death, or they find devastating stroke or intracranial hemorrhage. So the autopsy studies now are coming in. They're implicating the vaccines. The regulatory agencies say the vaccines cause heart damage, neurologic damage, and blood clots. And this leads us up to the case of Damar Hamlin, who has a cardiac arrest on the field, the Monday Night Football game, last game of the year, Bills versus Cincinnati. You know, the NFL has never shut down a game before. This is the first time in history. The NFL has a wonderful track record in terms of cardiovascular safety. The players are screened for hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, valvular disease, significant heart disease. They're all, from a cardiovascular perspective, in great shape when they get on the field. And what I told Tucker Carlson within 24 hours of the event, later on, a week later, Laura Ingraham, both on Fox News, I told them there's a straight line of understanding here. That in early 2021, the White House and HHS announced the COVID Community Core funding program, $13 billion, go to a whole variety of organizations in the United States to push the vaccines. Prominently, the NFL takes our taxpayer dollars. Then in June of 2021, the FDA says the vaccines cause heart damage. Then in August of 2021, the NFL says they're going to have a mandate. The players don't want it. NFL forces it on it. They run the mandates and the vaccines from August of 2021 to March of 2022. Then they drop everything. They drop the vaccines. They drop all the COVID testing protocols. And the NFL says that 95% of players are taking the vaccine. But prominently, Aaron Rodgers doesn't take it. Cole Beasley doesn't take it. We have, you know, prominent players who don't take it. A lot of the senior superstar players don't take it. You know, Cam Newton gets forced out of his job at the Patriots. He doesn't take it.
And the top tennis player doesn't take it?
Novak Djokovic doesn't take it. Kyrie Irving. You know, these guys, basically Kirk Cousins, another quarterback, doesn't take it. So we have this situation, this tension. A lot of the young guys probably take it. Damar Hamlin, young player for the Bills, early in the game, makes his tackle. And we have a situation now where he gets up, he adjusts his helmet, you know, he recovers, and then he passes out. He has a cardiac arrest. I saw it live. I was contacting my colleagues on this. You know, he got CPR, wonderful resuscitation on the field. The AED says shockable rhythm. He's shocked. He has a little bit of motion afterwards. That tells me he's gonna recover. They wait. He's stable in the paramedic unit in the tunnel, and they wait to get his mom out of the stand. So that's another indicator to America that, you know, he's going to be okay. He gets to the hospital. I tell Tucker he's going to survive. They're going to quickly rule out heart abnormalities in terms of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, valvular disease again, electrolyte abnormalities, other things quickly. And then when they have their press conference, they literally say, "We don't know what caused it." I told Tucker, then I told Laura, as a cardiologist, if he was my patient, the first thing I'd think of is COVID-19 vaccine-induced myocarditis and a small scar, and then a cardiac arrest related to this, because it's happening in the peer-reviewed literature.
Why does it hit prime athletes so hard?
We think it's part, well, hey, it hits 90% men and 10% women, so there has something to do with the androgen receptors in the heart. But importantly, it may be athletes because of myocardial blood flow and the hemodynamic demands that they have. And we know lipid nanoparticles definitely go in the heart. Bollmeier and colleagues from Germany shows the vaccine and the spike protein in the heart causing damage. That's been shown. And then we have MRI studies, one by Jenna Schauer, too, actually by her in pediatrics, showing the heart damage is identifiable on MRI. It's clearly the source of the cardiac arrest.
Wow. When we come back, I'm going to just give you the floor because you've got more points to make. But I've got questions like, how do we get into the offense to punish those that have done this, like criminal investigations in Japan, criminal investigations in places like Florida, other ones around the world? How do we go on the offense to make them stop rolling out the next power grab? Stay with us, Dr. Peter McCullough, straight ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your last chance to get a historic signed copy of my number one best-selling book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, you can get the book in stores. You can find it online. But if you want to get a historic signed copy and be part of our fundraiser to stay on air, go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the book section and get your signed book. There are only about 1,000 of these left. And when they're gone, they're gone. I'm never going to sign the book again. We have a little limited edition thing coming out later. There's a piece of art that goes with the book, but I haven't even decided when I'm going to do that. It may never happen. But for just simple, straight-up signed books, and to be part of this fundraiser, this is the last time you'll be able to get the signed book at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you all for your support. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your signed book today, and I thank you for keeping us in the fight against the globalists.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, you know, back 5 years ago, we played the C-SPAN clip of Fauci with all the big heads of the federal agencies with health saying, we're going to blow up the old system. We're going to use a virus out of China to bring in mRNA. We're going to get rid of the approval process. And now they've announced at Davos, oh, we're getting rid of the approval process. We've got cancer mRNA shots. We've got stuff for drug abuse, stuff for depression, stuff for everything. We're going to make you take all these experimental shots. So I was talking to Dr. Peter McCullough in the break, and he said, it's going to be the biggest I told you so in history. But I want to talk about something he didn't even bring up, but I know there's a lot of great telemedicine out there. But this guy with a great CEO out of Canada, he was on Tucker Carlson about it, has brought out the best telemedicine out there. I'm personally using it. McCullough didn't come here to plug this, but I'm going to plug it because it saved my dad. It saved a bunch of my family. It saved a bunch of people early on when these guys were just on the phone calling pharmacies and getting people to give people things they needed that they were told by the media, don't give ivermectin, don't give hydroxychloroquine, don't give budesonide or whatever you call it, inhalable steroids. And it pisses me off because these are lightly controlled substances, very easy to get prescriptions for, like inhalers, they were blocking it. But not just those, anything you need, next level online medicine. This is the future. Something great Trump did was make this the law. So if you go to onlinehealthnow.com, onlinehealthnow.com, and we'll put a lower third for Dr. McCullough. That's a link that goes to the site, so we get a little bit of the support because they are a sponsor. I set this up with the folks working with Tucker Carlson and the CEO they had on, aside from Dr. McCullough. But I'm going to make you talk about this company and the great work you're doing because you're persecuted, you're attacked, you've saved millions of lives, and who doesn't want you as the main, chief doctor running this thing as their doctor? That's where I want to go. That's who I want to support because it's Russian roulette. You go to one clinic, they're listeners, they know what's going on, they give you what you need. You go to another, they laugh at you and say, wear a mask, we're not going to even help you. And so tell us about where the onlinehealthnow.com leads. For healthcare you can trust, visit onlinehealthnow.com and connect with trusted and unbiased doctors at the Wellness Company. This is the future of medical care. You see it everywhere. Virtual healthcare on call from anywhere. By visiting onlinehealthnow.com and the Wellness Company, get access to uncensored content, schedule virtual appointments to speak with medical doctor, get exclusive treatment packages, shop online for doctor-approved supplements, and so much more. Healthcare should not be a hassle, and you should not have to convince or beg the mainstream doctor for effective and cheap medical care. More than just an online doctor visit, listen to podcasts, watch the Med Talk videos, read unbiased medical articles and publications, and access their online ebook library. And this is why Trump got conned by the shot. We'll talk about that in a moment. He just said, green light everything, I trust doctors. So he did a bunch of good stuff, a bunch of therapeutics, brought out the good stuff, and countered the bad stuff. But because he trusted the system, he also pushed what the bad guys were doing. That's why it's important to write this down and have this and be ready. So you don't want to get into this. You want to cover news. But tell us about the Wellness Company, how important it is.
I tell you, TWC.health.com is the Wellness Company. Wonderful, wonderful creation. And I tell you, I'm honored to be the chief scientific officer of the company. I contribute with like so many else do there, so many wonderful doctors. There are verticals for nutraceuticals and supplements, health and wellness coaching, media, telemedicine doctors. This month they've announced a dental network. Now, companies are bringing on the Wellness Company as a benefit because it's a cell phone app. People for $10 a month get access through the cell phone to what they need in terms of a doctor when they need them.
And this is a revolution. Bypass all the controlled people and go right to the folks that have stood up for humanity and get great services at the same time.
It's so true. And, far and away, the most popular question or the most popular product is Dr. Vandewater's detoxification supplement that features nattokinase. Nattokinase is a Japanese discovery. It's a natural proteolytic enzyme.
Well, the Japanese just discover so much stuff.
They do. And this one is the only enzyme that we're aware of right now that dissolves the spike protein. This is very important. The spike protein is loaded in the body with the COVID-19 infection and definitely with the vaccines. It looks like it takes a long time for the body to get rid of it.
So we keep looking for a mitigator. This is it. Tell us about it.
The Dr. Vandewater supplement features nattokinase. I recommend it twice a day. It also has selenium and some other natural herbs and supplements. She's a pharmacist on our team. She designed it. And it's supported by preclinical science. We need, obviously, human clinical studies, but it's an available supplement now. People are looking for anything else. I've tried prescription drugs. I've tried ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. I've tried steroids, fluvoxamine. We can't seem.
By the way, anybody saying COVID isn't real hasn't had it. I'm as healthy as a horse. I get sick like every 10 years. I've been around 48 years, 49 now. I've never experienced sickness like this.
It's true. You can imagine. What if you were, 89? You can see how you went down. But I'm talking about this problem of now after the vaccines and multiple bouts of COVID, people are low with the spike protein. They don't feel well. They have a variety of constitutional symptoms. This is a potential solution. We're clearly going to try to advance the science here.
So they go to online now, onlinehealthnow.com. That's a URL so we get some of the support. They go there, it leads them right to the site, and they can get this compound.
That's right. They get the compound, can sign up as a monthly membership, can buy it without the monthly membership, get a discount on the products. Many people want it because they want the backup to get a doctor when they
need it. Well, that's it. And God gave us nature to counter this stuff.
It's true. It's so interesting. Hydroxychloroquine comes from a natural substance. So does ivermectin and now nattokinase. Isn't it interesting? Natural substances, in a sense, combating this man-made disaster, SARS-CoV-2 and the vaccines.
OnlineHealthNow.com, thank you for your support, and thank you for getting into that because it's important. You didn't come here to do that, but I made you do it. Continue now with the big news. Vindicated, it's all coming out. You were saying during the break that the leader just panicked.
Well, what we've witnessed is this in our book, Courage to Face COVID-19, we describe the biopharmaceutical complex, this alignment of the World Economic Forum, the Gates Foundation, the Wellcome Trust, the Rockefeller Foundation, and CEPI, the Coalition of Epidemic Preparedness and Innovation, Gavi, Unitaid, the worldwide federal agencies, pharma, and the suppliers. They've basically coalesced around a complex. And they are singularly focused on vaccination and particularly genetic vaccination as a means of influencing world health as they pose it. In the Davos meeting, we analyzed the agenda, Alex. It turns out only 22% of the World Economic Forum meeting is on economics. The rest of it is on science fiction. It's on some type of view.
It's a science fiction death cult. And notice I've played three clips from it where they said, we're going to fix your genetics with mRNA. So they're admitting they're changing our genetics.
There you go. And I tell you, it is a disaster. We've now learned that this messenger RNA looks like it's permanent. The 3' and 5' caps on the end, the nucleoside analog caps, do not get digested by human enzymes. They actually enhance reverse transcriptase by endogenous enzyme called line 1. This means that this code is then transcribed into your permanent DNA, then passed down from parent cells to daughter's
cells. Which, I'm not a scientist like you, but that's quite the feat. They thought that couldn't be done before.
Well, it is the biological misadventure of, our lifetimes, if not for all time. Messenger RNA is off to a disastrous start. And now all these leaders are proposing that, it become part of influenza vaccination, other viral vaccinations, actually therapeutics for heart failure. And I've given commentary on this. This is a disaster. Messenger RNA ought to be black box.
Don't you love how Moderna's like, we got a problem for all the heart attacks now?
Well, Moderna has now, I think, 4 dozen different product lines. The whole reason why Moderna even got going is U.S., our taxpayer dollars filled their coffers, and at this point in time, watch out for anything that's made with messenger RNA. It's bad business.
Folks, go to OnlineHealthNow.com, OnlineHealthNow.com, see all McCullough's reports and more, sign up to be a member, or buy stuff, products right up, but they are great people. You should go there. You should protect yourselves now at OnlineHealthNow.com. One word, OnlineHealthNow.com. Go there and protect yourself. All right, let's come back and talk about the big picture. And everywhere else you want to go, this is incredible.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start.
Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Over. You're so gracious to be here, but you will not toot your horn. You go, oh, this scientist is great, that scientist is great. Yeah, they all get credit, but most people don't get to see a victory in their lifetime. This whole agenda is falling apart. Criminal investigations are everywhere. The agencies are saying we got lied to. They're blaming Big Pharma, who they should blame, but Big Pharma took control of the regulatory system. How would you define this moment we're at, and then get into all the other points?
It's astonishing at the regulatory level and the state and federal level, state by state. I anticipate there's going to be grand juries, investigations, public health officials losing their jobs. Florida, Ron DeSantis announcing grand jury investigations. Things going on actually in Oregon, Mississippi, so many others.
Federal investigation in Japan.
Federal in Japan. You know, and at the our federal level, we know there will be congressional investigation. Lots of planning for this now. Remember, Congress oversees the FDA. The FDA has had a huge degree of culpability in this, in not pulling the vaccines off the market. In my view, they should have been pulled off the market in January of 2021 as Pfizer accrued 1,223 deaths within 90 days of release of their vaccine.
The swine flu got pulled over three deaths.
Well, initially, it went up to about 25 is when they made the call to pull it. It went up to 53, 550 cases of Guillain-Barré. That's with President Ford and the swine flu vaccine. That's with no VAERS, no...
So three triggered the investigation, 50 did it.
Right. Well, in the end, it was 53 was the tally. Well, Pfizer ran this tally up. 1,223, the FDA knew about it, and the FDA, their lawyer, wanted to block release of that dossier for 55 years. That in alone it by itself ought to be the investigative showpiece. Who at Pfizer
knew? Prima facie. Why would you try to hide that?
Yeah. Who at Pfizer knew? Who at the FDA knew? And why they didn't shut this down? But, Alex, I got to tell you, the single greatest question I get is from really good people who took the vaccine early. Because they were told to. They were told it was the right thing.
I get this, too. If you wanted to, I'm sorry to interrupt. You absolutely. On the street, everywhere. Okay, I took the shot. Are you mad at me? No, I've done things. I've been conned. I've been wrong. I funded abortions when I was a teenager. I was wrong. I didn't know I was killing my kids. I'm sorry. I repent. Nobody's mad at people that took the shots. We understand you're victims.
We have a great degree of compassion. I have to tell you, in my office every day are victims of the vaccine. People with dozens of cases of myocarditis, blood clots, amputations. I've seen horrific things in my practice with the vaccines. We have a tremendous amount of compassion. I think a couple important points for those of you in the audience who've taken the vaccines. First thing is, it looks like the damage is cumulative. So the first point is don't take any more of these shots because each shot is loading the body with the Wuhan spike protein, which we know is damaging, and then cumulatively probably lethal. So first and foremost, no more shots. Absolutely. Doesn't matter what brand. No more. It's got to stop. The second point is vigilance. Alex, people have to be vigilant. They've taken three or four shots. They go on a long plane trip and the leg starts to get swollen. Think blood clot. These cause blood clots. Look at Al Roker, our favorite weatherman. He takes three or four shots, ends up with blood clots this fall, hospitalized twice. Herb Kirksby, our favorite ESPN announcer, vaccine, blood clots. Deion Sanders, family history of blood clotting disorder. He gets arterial blood clots. He has 9 surgeries, multiple amputations. He'll never walk or run normally again.
Jeez.
Be vigilant. So the other thing is heart damage. So people who are having shortness of breath, chest pain, they've taken a vaccine, do not blow it off. This is the time to see your doctor, get the appropriate blood test, EKG and other tests. We think there's an opportunity here to save lives now, but people have to be activated. Wellness Company is a great portal to get in, can make referrals, get things going, but you're going to need to see doctors on the ground for this. These vaccine injuries are serious.
Please continue. I've got a lot of questions, but I don't want to interrupt you.
Here's the next point. Everyone's looking for detoxification. We talked about NATO kinase. It needs clinical trials. We need to push for requests for applications for clinical trials. We need clinical trials in a whole array of areas to see how we can get this detoxification process going. There seems to be, right now, no ready answers on how to get the vaccine out of the human body. What we are looking for is we're looking for opportunities for people to push foundations, to push our federal government to have vaccine injury research centers. We need screening and detection, diagnosis, prognosis, and management. Everybody should be now pushing their senators or congressmen for vaccine injury care. The Zogby survey done last summer, I think, was so impressive. A valid representative survey of Americans, 2/3 of Americans took the vaccine in the Zogby survey. 15% of Americans say they have some new medical problem because they took a COVID-19 vaccine.
Let me raise the coroners in Europe and Australia, New Zealand, the U.S., Canada, U.K. They say they've never pulled blood clots, even out of young people that look like this. And then the scientists say it's not really protein from the blood. You're an expert on this. I know it's hard to quantify. What is it?
Well, what we think is going on is, we know about the FDA publication now by Wu and colleagues, now focused on the Janssen vaccine. Thousands and thousands of people, not post-mortem, but actually living people with giant blood clots. Wu from the FDA, and it's on my Courageous Discourse Substack, published in peer-reviewed literature, is describing ankle-to-hip blood clots in people. 11% of them are fatal. Now, what the undertakers are reporting could be post-mortem findings. What we know inside these blood clots is the spike protein.
Sure, they're not pathologists, but the point is they're seeing things they never pulled out of people.
Right. Well, normally when the human body dies, the blood is liquefied. They cannulate the blood vessels, and actually the blood is drained out of the body, and a perfusate goes in to preserve the body. They were finding that the blood wasn't flowing, and they actually dissected the vessels to figure out why, and there are these post-mortem blood clots developing.
Sure, so they're not a scientist like you. They're just saying, we've never seen this.
It's new. Now, again, this is in the era of we've had COVID and we've had the vaccines. They're reporting it during the epoch of the vaccines. But remember, most people with COVID in 2021 and 2022 were vaccinated. So they've had both exposures. I think at this point in time, it's likely what they're describing is postmortem. We haven't seen any analysis stratified according to vaccinated, unvaccinated, COVID or not COVID. I think it's likely postmortem. But the FDA recent publication by Wu and colleagues describing giant blood clots in living human beings is, I think, should be noted.
Sure. So what happens if it's postmortem? How is blood different now with the shots or with COVID that makes it do this?
It's loaded with the spike protein. The spike protein drives blood clots. And on top of that, Alex, the spike protein folds. It's considered to be amyloidogenic. Amyloidogenic, there's about 32 proteins known in the human body that fold. When they do, it becomes rubber-like. Amyloid means rubber. In the pathology lab, an amyloid heart or amyloid organ is rubberized. These blood clots are rubberized. What I'm finding in my clinical practice is I have some patients with giant blood clots. I'm using blood thinners. It's been over a year. They're not dissolving.
Well, that's what I saw in the literature, is it's not working. Like, it's not just that undertakers are saying we've never seen this. The doctor's never seen this.
Right. I mean, I have a patient in my current practice right now. The radiologist called me, 14-inch blood clot. I've never seen a 14-inch blood clot. Normally, these are a centimeter or two.
So do we know what the shots are doing then?
The shots are causing tremendous production of the spike protein. The spike protein itself is stimulating blood clot formation while it damages the inner lining of blood vessels. Once the blood clots form, they become giant blood clots, and they're loaded with the spike protein.
Dr. Yeadon says it's all premeditated. I mean, looking back at this, I saw the studies at UT in 2014 on that whole initiative. It killed half, the rats lived half as long. They described all this. So they, I mean, I'm not a scientist like you, but it looks pretty premeditated, Doc.
You know, I can't assess motive. I can just tell you, these vaccines, and remember DARPA, the research unit of the military, announced in 2012 they were going to use messenger RNA to end pandemics in 60 days. That was the ADEPT P3 program. It's on the DARPA website. We know that in 2005 that the PREP Act listed all these diseases that they were going to have covered countermeasures on. The United States has been getting ready for biological warfare for quite some time. The SARS-CoV-2 program of both the threat, SARS-CoV-2, and the answers, vaccines and monoclonal antibodies, has been in development easily since 2012. And whatever happened in the lab in Wuhan, China, it's been a disaster. I think, honestly, the lab in China was a contractor. They're a contractor for this U.S. research. It went bad.
By the way, that's the consensus now. That I love America. I hate the Chi-Coms, but criminal elements in our government were using that as a cutout or a place that it is.
It looks like it. In fact,
let's talk about it. Two more segments with Dr. Peter McCullough on fire today. Wow. I mean, this is just total vindication. OnlineHealthNow.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.